Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, ma'am? Is this Zara Scott?
Yeah.
My name is Tony from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. Now, we are conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote.
Is that a robot or
something? Probably.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
23.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thinking about the direction the country's heading, generally speaking, are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Very or just dissatisfied?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Would that be very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Now, let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be most focused on, okay? Now, please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on, okay? 10, most important, 0, not all, 5, somewhat. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Reducing crime and gun violence. How important is that?
7.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
6.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
9.
What about making housing more affordable?
8.
What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
7.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Can you repeat that?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Moderately disapprove.
Okay. And I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means very cold and unfavorable. 50, you're caught in the middle. Now, how do you feel about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100?
40.
What about Joe Biden?
55.
What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I fill out the Food and Drug Administration.
What do you think?
I really not.
50.
Okay. Now, I would like to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, please let me know how important it is, from 0 to 10. 10, most important, 0, not all important. Authorizing prescription medication. from 0 to 10, how important is that for the FDA to be focused on?
Making it affordable.
7.
What about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
3.
What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
8.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
8.
We almost have done, okay? Now, it's already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support a ban on that or oppose it?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that ban?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Okay. Would that be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Much.
Regardless of what you said on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, prohibition or harm reduction?
Harm reduction.
Now, let me read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For Israel, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Would you be very concerned? Somewhat, not very, not all concerned.
Somewhat.
What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Would you be very concerned? Somewhat, not very, not all concerned.
Can you repeat that?
An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. If that comes to pass, would you be very concerned about that? Somewhat, not very, not all.
Somewhat.
What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? How concerned are you about that outcome?
Very.
Very, okay. Now, let me read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate them using a scale from 0 to 10. 10, you agree strongly with the statement. 5, somewhat. 0, you do not agree with at all. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns and on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue to work this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How much do you agree with it from 0 to 10?
5.
Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. Now, we already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products. And nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with it?
6.
What about today's adult smokers are disproportionately from lower education and income groups? The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. Now, these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. We should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with it?
7.
What about the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately? Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. How much do you agree with that? With that one?
How many more questions do you have?
Actually, we're almost done. Just give me a couple of more minutes. As a matter of fact, I was going to give you an update on that. We're almost 80% done.
Almost 80%?
Okay,
yes.
I only have a few more questions.
Okay.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Banned for underage smokers in education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. Do you agree with that one or disagree with that one?
Disagree.
Okay. So you will say 0, 1, 2, or 3, or 4?
4.
Okay. Now, just a couple of more minutes, okay, ma'am? Over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 over?
Somewhat support.
Regardless of what you said on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults or would have no impact on your decision or who to vote for?
No impact.
Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products. Soda. Soda pop.
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
No.
Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
Cigars.
No.
Beer.
No.
Wine.
Yeah.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products.
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
No.
Coffee.
Yes.
Pipe tobacco.
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew.
No.
Liquor or spirits.
Yes.
What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What do you mean?
Are you a high school graduate?
I'm from
college or college graduate?
Yes.
Okay. So you did a bachelor's degree for
yes.
your college? Okay. Are you married, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Or
single.
Living with single, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income.
Low income.
And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. We are complete with the survey. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry to bother you, okay? But thank you very much.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.